Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide to Ron Segi today on this Memorial Day weekend. My first guest is Joe Montagna, talking about the huge celebration on the steps of the Capitol for Memorial Day. Then my buddy Henry Winkler will be here. Brandon Fugel will be joining us. He is the owner of the Skinwalker Ranch and the TV show of the same name. Brandon Jenner from Axis TV's new show, Bandit. Doris Kearns Goodwin will be talking about the FDR three-day special on the History Channel. And from the family of NASCAR greats, Kyle Petty will be here. Our tribute to the great Tina Turner, who we lost this past week. Jet pilot Hazard Lee will be here with a new book called The Art of Clear Thinking. And in our lifestyle segment, Adam Katmarchi and Meredith Hayden. And it's all this week with Ron Segi today. The legendary voice of Kate Smith singing God Bless America. Yeah, I always enjoy this time of the year because we get a chance this weekend to be paying tribute to our troops and our retired veterans and deceased military with a big show that we're going to be chatting about. And I get a chance to talk to my friend of many years, and it's always nice when he's here, a good fellow Italian, joining us right now to talk about the show that's coming up, the National Memorial Day Concert. Always love this thing. Joe Montagna. Hi, Joe. How are you? Welcome back to the show, my friend.
I'm great, Ron. Thank you very much.
Always nice chatting with you, and enjoyed our last visit. I think it was in Washington at one of our Italian dinners 2 years back. This is a huge show that you do every year, and I congratulate you and Gary Sinise, who are so dedicated to paying tribute to our troops. A lot of big guests, Mary McCormick, Trace Atkins, S. Epatha Murkison, Dulé Hill, Joe D. Messina, Maestro Jack Everly. Every year it's fantastic. Tell us a little bit about this year, Joe, because every year you surpass what I think is insurpassable.
Yeah, I feel the same way. We always say at the end of each concert year, we go, wow, that was the best one ever. And then we do the next one, we go, wow, that was the best one ever.
Right.
I mean, it's just like they all have their own special meaning. We tell these different stories, different musical acts that this year we'll be paying tribute to Gold Star families. There will be the thing on the 50th anniversary of the return of the Vietnam War POWs, the 70th anniversary of the Korean War Armistice. We're doing a thing on, obviously, a World War II remembrance involving talking about the Merchant Marines, which actually has a personal kind of impact for me because my dear friend Peter Falk, for many, many years, one of my closest friends, was in the Merchant Marine. And so I feel really great about highlighting their involvement. And so 90-minute program, all I can say is I've been doing it for over 20 years now, and in that 90 minutes, it's like the most perfect way of understanding what Memorial Day is all about, why it's such an important holiday. And I really feel if you carve out 90 minutes out of the Memorial Day weekend and watch the show, you'll be glad that you did. That's all I can say.
You know, Joe, I always say that two most important assets we have in this country is our children and our military, because without our military, our children would have had no yesterdays, todays, or tomorrows. And you see everything that happens on a Memorial Day weekend, the picnics, the parties, the fireworks, that's all great. But when you come up with this show, and it's on, and like you say, you're very emotional. I mean, everybody watching it, that is the real meaning of this. And boy, taking that out of the equation isn't the right thing to do. People got to remember what this is all about.
Oh, without question. I mean, you know, I think for a lot of people, and believe me, I was one of them in some respects, in the sense that Memorial Day, I mean, when I was younger, it was like, okay, yeah, well, that's the Indianapolis 500, and there's a barbecue and all that. Because while I had a lot of military in my family, there were no casualties. Nobody died. You know, everybody came back. And so it wasn't until I got involved with this concert that I realized, wow, this is not a holiday just for those families. This is a holiday for the nation.
Right.
And it's not political. It's got nothing to do with that. It's got all to do with the fact that we were all blessed to live in this country on the shoulders of men and women throughout our history who made the ultimate sacrifice so we can do that. So we have the ability to, you know, be political any way we want to be and to live the life we want to be and to say what we want to say and do what we want to do. And our Constitution is a unique piece of paper unlike any other on this planet, and it takes a defense of that for it to continue. And there are men and women who have made that sacrifice. Freedom ain't free, and some pay a bigger price than others. And that's why we have this holiday, and that's why I'm honored to be a part of it.
Yeah, and you do a great job. You, Gary, do a great job every year. You know, one of the things that bothers the heck out of me is, and they're great organizations. Trace, you know, heads up one, giving donations so that our military and retired military have a good life after they've had some terrible tragedies in their life as a result of fighting for our country. And, you know, it just breaks my heart to think that the United States of America wouldn't set aside everything they do and anything that a veteran wants, especially a wounded veteran, when they come back from action, they can have it. If they want a new Cadillac, give it to them. If they want a new house, give it to them. I mean, this is paying tribute to these people. 16 million Americans who have served in a uniform, 1,000 who died, and that doesn't include the wounded. That's a big number. We have a lot to be grateful for. We can't do enough for these people.
No, without question. And like I said, it's during sometimes those times of pause between like major conflicts and they get a little lax. And we tend to like think, well, you know, everything's okay and we don't need to worry about these things. That can't be the case. We always have to be vigilant. We always have to understand that there are people on watch for us 24 hours a day. You know, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. And there are people dying every day, but not necessarily in combat. I mean, you just recently, you know, you see on the news where, you know, training exercises where, you know, military personnel in like, let's say, in helicopters, all of a sudden during some night training crash and are killed. Those deaths are no less important than people who die in combat because the military always has to be on watch, always has to be ready, on and on and on. We can never be lax.
Very good point, too, because there have been several of those kind of accidents of late. And I think sometimes we forget about it because there's not a conflict going on that caused those problems. Lockheed Martin has an exclusive Handshake to Hire veteran recruiting program. That is a great program put on by them for people that have come back into the work life and have an opportunity to work for a company and get back on their feet again.
Right, and that's very important, absolutely, because, you know, life does go on, and as you said, we can't forget. You know, we have a debt of gratitude. And besides just gratitude, we owe them. We owe them for their protection given us.
I'm familiar with the Horatio Alger Association of Distinguished Americans. I know that they're a lead underwriter in this. The reason I do is because my best friend and partner for years, I think I may have told you this, was Ed McMahon, and he was a member of that, so I used to go with him all the time to various organizational meetings. And next year, 2024, the 40th anniversary, that association would have awarded $262 million in scholarships to over 37,000 students. Just another way that an organization is supporting the returning veterans. That's a sensational program. Now, Joe, this is going to be airing on PBS Sunday, May 28th, and that's from 8 to 9:30 Eastern Time, and also Armed Forces Network. The concert will be streaming on PBS.org and on YouTube and available as video on demand May 28th to June 11th. Joe, how many hours go into doing this? Because it's flawless for a live presentation to going around the world. You and I have been in this business a long time. It's very seldom that everything goes smooth, but it looks like it goes flawless.
Yeah, well, we've been doing it a long time. You know, I've been doing it over 20 years myself. The concert's been on for the 34th year doing it. And we get the personnel is just terrific. We get the best kind of production personnel from Hollywood, from New York, from all over. So, in other words, much of the crew is always the same every year. And I think we all have that same feeling about it, that it's more than just a job. It's just something very important. And so there's a lot of experience involved. It is very complicated. It's a big undertaking. Once we finish the one concert, there are people starting to prep for the next one right away. So, I mean, it's an ongoing thing. And I think proud of the fact that we're able to do that every year, and I'm proud to be a part of it.
You should be, too. It's a 90-minute broadcast, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. And I don't know if I mentioned this or not, but Jack Everly, of course, is, again, this year conducting the National Symphony Orchestra. My goodness, that is so heartwarming. He does such a terrific job. I mean, you have to be a stone not to be affected by this, you know?
Oh, without question, yeah. I mean, oh, yeah, you know, hey, you get it. I'm Italian. I mean, the tears can come pretty easily for me.
Right.
And every year they get me numerous times. So without question.
I break down with the song Mama, let alone all of these patriotic songs. Joe, do you still belong to the Italian organization that we're part of?
Oh, yeah. In fact, once again, I'll be hosting the Sons of Italy their annual convention in Washington, D.C. Right around. It's always that same before Memorial Day.
Right, right.
And so I'll be involved with that as well during my stay in the D.C. area.
That's great.
So, yeah, I'm still involved with some Italian American groups, absolutely.
Well, Joe, we're proud of you. We're proud of the veterans. We're proud of what everybody's doing on this Memorial Day weekend. It's the 2023 National Memorial Day Concert broadcasted on PBS, and it's Sunday, May 28th at 8 p.m. Eastern and Central Time, and our guest has been our friend of many years, class act, very big talent, Joe Montagna. Joe, now, I got to tell you, I know you're on a busy schedule, but it would be great if one day, instead of having 12 months in between, you come back and let's talk about some of the great accomplishments you have had in your very accomplished career. So let's do that, okay?
Oh, you got it, my friend.
And Joe, please, your best to your wife.
Thank you.
Thanks, Joe. Nice having you here. Joe Montagna has been our guest. Always nice when Joe's on board. Very sincere man and works very hard for this show. He does a great job. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We're back live all across the USA and around the world, and our next guest, and believe me when I tell you this, this is one of the classiest guys in our business, and I say this sincerely. I've known him for a long time, and he really is the class act. What you see is what you get, and I tell you something, you get a lot from our guest, Henry Winkler. Hello, Henry. How you doing, my friend?
Oh, I am so excited. It is always a pleasure to be on your show.
Thank you, sir. You add something to everything that you get involved with, whether it's on television, on the big screen, as an author, a humanitarian, on stage. You just have had such a remarkable career, Henry. They always talk about the full package. You know, they said Elvis was the full package. You are the full package.
Wow. To be in the same breath with the king is not bad.
No, but it's true. I mean, in fact, to be very honest with you, I think that, frankly, you go beyond that because, let's face it, I don't know Elvis could write a book about children.
Oh, that was fantastic. We had such a great time. We did the 17th novel.
Right.
In the series Hank Zipser just came out, and I write them with my partner, Lynn Oliver, and we make each other laugh, and all of a sudden there's a book.
This really has been inspired by your own struggle with education, which you and I have talked about several times in the past. It's no secret.
Right.
And you are an incentive to so many people who have, early on in life, and I probably fall into this category, too, because I wasn't the sharpest pencil in the classroom. But you turned lemons into lemonade.
Well, you know what? What I realized is that the children have got to understand that no matter how they learn, it has nothing to do with how brilliant they are.
Yes.
You know, I was told I would never achieve. I was told that I was lazy. And that is something that, you know, a child who is sitting in a classroom and their leg is bumping up and down and their knee is just going a mile a minute, they're not doing that on purpose.
No.
You know, it's wiring. It's like, you know, don't do that or I'm going to send you to the principal's office.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a child does not want to fail. They don't set out wanting to fail.
That's very true, and I've never thought of it that way. Nobody wants to be second on the list. They all want to be first on the list.
That's right.
And you know what? Being second on the list isn't that bad.
Listen, I want to tell you something. I'm in the bottom 3% academically in America. That's not bad, because look where I got.
Yes, that's exactly right.
You know? So the thing is that it's really important that we always boost the child's self-image.
That's exactly right. I always say you never want to deteriorate their moxie, because once their moxie's gone,
that's right,
then you've got nothing.
That's a perfect way to say it.
You know, Henry, I'm always in awe of the story, and I know you've heard this from me so many times before, but I love the story because I have a similar story about your father, who was in the lumber business and really wanted you to go in the lumber business.
That's right.
And my father was in the home improvements business, storm windows and doors, and he would have loved to have seen his third son be in that.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a certain satisfaction, I think, that hopefully both of them saw in the fact that we wanted to step out of the mold and do something that was entirely on your own and because of your own efforts and not because you're handed down a business.
You know, the important thing is that a child gets to meet their destiny. Our youngest son, we have three children, Stacy and I, and our youngest son told us at 10 he wanted to be a director.
Wow.
And the first thing that almost flew out of my mouth was, what, are you kidding? That you can't do that. It's so difficult. It's so, you know, you can't depend on that. And I had to shut my mouth and bite my tongue to allow Max to just do what he needed to do. He's 26. He just directed his first film.
Wow.
I made not one phone call for this child. He just went out and he figured out how to do it and got it.
Good for you. That's great. And
you know what
him.
I mean?
Yeah.
You got to let the child meet their destiny.
Absolutely. I mean, I would have loved to have my two boys be in the broadcasting business, of which they had a flair for. But one works for a large brewing company in St. Louis, and
right.
The other one's a police officer. So you got to let them do what they want to do. Any role you play is so believable, it's unbelievable. I have three pages here. We do these interviews, they give you all these bios and everything else.
Sure.
If I read everything that you did, it would be like, well, it's like War and Peace now.
But you know what? The key is I absolutely love that I get to do my job.
Yeah, and do it the way you do, which is perfect.
Yeah, but, well, I don't know about that.
Oh, no.
Really,
no.
I mean, I'm not even being ingenuous. I just find that I'm continually figuring out how to finally do this acting thing.
Well, I tell you something. There's a lot of people, and I'm included in that think you figured it out a long time ago. I remember when you were down here in Orlando for Waterboy, you spent some time with...
Oh, we had the greatest time.
Yeah. That movie still plays well today, and Adam Sandler certainly has gone to space with his career.
You know, I'll tell you something. Adam is an amazing guy because, you know, he plays this goofball in the movies.
Yes.
And what he really is a very thoughtful, shy, in charge kind of guy. You know, he's in charge of every detail of the movies that he makes.
Yeah. It's kind of a Johnny Carson, whereby when you get him by himself, he's a totally different person.
That's right. He's a totally different person.
Henry, I would be remiss if I didn't ask you what it feels like to walk the streets of Milwaukee and see a bronze life-size statue of the iconic character that you played in Happy Days. What's that
the
like?
The only thing that bothers me about that statue
is the birds.
He is taller than I am.
Oh, is he really? Why does that bother you? That should be good.
Well, because, you know, I'd like to stand eye to eye with the statue. I need a little step ladder.
That's funny. That is great.
But how proud my entire family was there.
Oh.
My real life family was there. My television family from Happy Days was there. You know, 42,000 people came to say hello on the streets when they dedicated the statue. It was just amazing.
They talk about the stars on Hollywood Boulevard, but that statue has to be 50 million
times
bigger.
Oh, that's big. That was really big. And, you know, people send me pictures from all over the world of them visiting my statue.
Oh, I can imagine that.
Well, it's just great. It's just great. Marion Ross sent me a picture, who played Mrs. C.
Oh, sure. We just had her on.
A picture, but she put a wool hat and a scarf on my neck during the winter.
Well, she would do that. Well, Henry, I appreciate you coming back and joining us. You know, I would do
it. It's always a pleasure, Ron, truly.
And I feel the same way about you. Is one of the best in the business, and I'm proud to call him a friend, and that would be Henry Winkler.
Thank you so much.
Henry, thank you. You know, anytime you want to come on, you're always welcome. You're just there.
I look forward to the next time, Ron, because we always have a great conversation.
I agree with you 100%. Thank you, my friend. Stay well. Okay.
Bye.
Henry Winkler, he's a great guy.
What a pleasure.
He is one of the nicest men in Hollywood. Known him a long time, and he's always there when you need him. And although he's done many parts, you still can't forget the Fonz. Henry Winkler. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
Mike Gappel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you.
Visit us at patriotsoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
USA News Update. The Texas House has decided to impeach Attorney General Ken Paxson. The vote was 121 to 23, with Paxson now suspended from office pending a Senate trial. The impeachment proceedings come after a months-long secret investigation into Paxson, which started after the AG asked the state legislature to approve the use of public funds for a more than $3 million settlement with former employees. Sources close to the debt ceiling talk say it's possible a deal may still be reached today. Arriving on Capitol Hill this morning, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy told reporters he sees progress and is optimistic heading into the latest round of negotiations. CNN reports McCarthy and President Biden will meet tonight. The TSA says it's expecting to screen roughly 10 million travelers this holiday weekend, with the rush already starting. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Ron Seggi today, live all across the USA and around the world. Every once in a while, a television show comes around that just absolutely captures you. And this is the situation with the show that we're going to be talking about right now in its fourth season. Back in the 1950s, there's a ranch out in Utah called Skinwalker Ranch. And there in, on the ranch and around the area is referred to as UFO Alley. Joining us right now is the gentleman who purchased that ranch in 2016. And now has a great show on the History Channel that in fourth season, Tuesdays at 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 Central Time, to talk about this phenomenon. Joining us right now is our guest, Brendan Fugel. Hi, Brendan. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hey, it's a pleasure to be with you, and I appreciate you following our journey, our ongoing scientific investigation with the secret of Skinwalker Ranch and beyond Skinwalker Ranch, which will air on June 6th, which takes the scientific investigation beyond the gates of my 512-acre piece of property to investigate other sites. But we're in the middle of what I believe to be the greatest science endeavor of our time. I know that sounds like hyperbole, but I think what we are documenting and presenting to the public, it truly defies explanation and is turning people's view of reality upside down.
A lot of people who are interested in the phenomenons that happen that you can't explain easily, they just talk about it. But you actually got involved. That really isn't your main success story, but it certainly has turned into it. What made you gravitate towards this? Because obviously what you're currently doing is far outplayed any other people that have owned that facility and that ranch and that acreage in the past.
Good question. I lead the largest commercial real estate enterprise in the Intermountain West, chairman representing hundreds of projects, and have been accustomed for decades dealing with brick and mortar, with those things that are tangible, building office parks and commercial spaces. What we're experiencing at Skinwalker Ranch is quite a departure from that and quite different. We're dealing with phenomena that has been elusive, that left people perplexed since the beginning of time. We're dealing with the highest frequency of not only UFO sightings, but everything from bizarre cattle mutilation to other strange activity. And for whatever reason, this ranch in the middle of northeastern Utah is the center of gravity for this activity. And bringing a team of scientists and experts to the table to investigate, utilizing the most advanced scientific equipment and the scientific method, is something that I think differentiates not only our investigation under my stewardship, but this program, this docuseries that is now in the midst of its fourth season on the History Channel and allowing the public a peek behind the gates of this site that has been secure for 27 years.
How long do you have to wait, Brendan, to actually see or hear or come across some of these phenomenons? Because a lot of times people say, well, I saw something in the sky and I've never seen it again. I mean, can you actually go there and things are happening on a consistent and frequent basis?
Well, good question. I acquired the property as an open-minded skeptic in April of 2016 from elusive Las Vegas billionaire Robert Bigelow. I'd never seen a UFO, a ghost, an orb, or anything of the sort. And for 6 months, I didn't see anything or experience anything strange. I was visiting on a regular basis each month, meeting with my team, trying to get to the bottom of really what was happening. And I believed that there was, at the time, a natural prosaic explanation for the events that had been reported for decades, if not millennia, on the property. And after about 6 months, on one day, it was October 14th of 2016, while entertaining visiting dignitaries, everything changed. Not only did we experience electromagnetic anomalies, our smartphones draining from roughly 80% to zero, but we also saw right in front of us, hovering above the Mesa Plateau in the midst of this property, what can only be described as a UFO, as a silver grayish disc-like object that could maneuver in just the blink of an eye and change position. And that event was witnessed by the group of us, was preceded by these extreme electromagnetic anomalies and other events. And we even had an individual that was attending security that day that was rendered catatonic and following that day ended up in the hospital with mysterious illness. That whole incident that day changed my entire view. And from that point forward, I exponentially increased the investment in resources and establishing the scientific platforms and bringing to bear the team of experts that continue to this day to be documented on the secret of Skinwalker Ranch and now beyond Skinwalker Ranch. You know, on June 6th, we take the investigation beyond the borders of this 512-acre piece of property to identify whether there is similar phenomena in other locations across the country that warrant investigation and may help us better understand the nature of what we are dealing with.
And not only the cost of this, but an expensive situation to do as far as the equipment to be able to ascertain some of the results that you're talking about. Now, what does the government say? Because they seem to be pretty good about keeping secrets. Certainly, they've done that for years. How do they address this? And I know that the state has had some support from your attorney general there, but what about the United States government? What do they say about these things that you have proven?
Well, they remain somewhat tight-lipped. One thing we have experienced and that we've documented and presented even this season is the covert military surveillance that has appeared in conjunction with the experimental activity that we've been conducting on the property. Unmarked Black Hawk helicopters appearing in the middle of the night in the midst of these experiments that are not transponding, that are purposely hiding their identity. Special ops Chinook helicopters that are scanning the property in the midst of our investigation. There's definitely an elevated interest in what we are doing and what we are documenting, which I think underscores the truly sober nature of the phenomena.
Unbelievable. Tell us about this live tour that's kicking off in Indianapolis. It's going to be in Detroit, Akron, Milwaukee. Tell us about that, Brendan, and the sweepstakes contest. I find that very exciting.
Well, several of our team members have agreed to go on tour to make a limited number of appearances to answer questions and discuss the reality of what they have been experiencing as team members out at Skinwalker Ranch and as part of this active scientific investigation. The sweepstakes that you're referencing, I agreed to allow two individuals to either very lucky or unlucky individuals to visit the property. I'm not, taking any compensation. In fact, we don't allow any public access at all due to the liability issues and the sensitivity of the ongoing scientific investigation. We are going to allow a visit to occur. It will be escorted on the property and, like the series, provide a very unique behind-the-scenes look at the reality of the ongoing scientific investigation that persists on this mysterious 512-acre ranch in northeastern Utah.
Is there a site that we can go to have people register for the sweepstakes?
There's a QR code. You can also go to our website. We have a web portal, www.skinwalker-ranch.com, in order to obtain other information relative to what is happening behind the gates of Skinwalker Ranch. We even have a 24-hour live stream for insider members to be able to monitor what is happening real-time at the world's most mysterious hotspot of strange phenomena.
You know, Brendan, I could talk to you for hours, days, weeks on end. I invite you to come back anytime. I know you're on a very busy schedule, and I appreciate the time you've given us. But please, at a time that's more convenient for you, I'd love to have you come back and chat more about this phenomenon and this great television show that's on the History Channel.
Thank you for following our journey. Get ready. What we've presented so far is a mere prelude to what we'll be unveiling in the weeks ahead. Look forward to revisiting this with you in the future.
Take care. Thank you, Brendan. What a show. The History Channel's hit series, The Secret of Skinwalker Ranch, and it airs, of course, on Tuesdays on the History Channel at 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 Central Time on the History Channel. And our guest has been Brendan Fugel, of course, is the owner of that Skinwalker Ranch. And his claim is that he saw a flying saucer on the Skinwalker Ranch. Maybe we're on the verge of finding out if aliens are living on our planet.
Well, I saw the thing coming out of the sky. It had a one long horn and one big eye. Like a Mr. Shaking in the city. It looked like a purple people eater to me. It was a one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
A one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater. Sure looks strange to me.
One-eyed.
Down to earth and he lit in the tree.
I said, Mr. Purple People Eater, don't eat me. I heard him say in a voice so gruff,
I wouldn't eat you, cause you're so tough.
So it's great business time for Calitrin. I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix diet product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right, and don't forget the 90-90 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller, here one of the great Calitrin consultants at toploss.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Ron Segi today, live all across the USA and around the world. A new show is premiering, and it's on the Axis TV. It's a new series called Banded. And I have to tell you something. I think this is going to be a huge program. What it is, actually, it's a whole following of how a band is not only put together musically, but the marketing end of it, the makeup, the whole nine yards. And the gentleman who is hosting the show certainly knows all about it because he's a very successful musician in his own right. Joining us right now is Brandon Jenner. Hi, Brandon. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
You know, when I first heard about this, I thought, wow, this is going to be great. Because, you know, a few years ago, fella Lou Pearlman was his name, who put together all these boy bands, try to do a show like this, but it really wasn't an in-depth thing. Tell us about how this works, because I was watching a lot of the clips on it. You really address all the areas that you have to address when you're trying to put a band together.
Yeah, what we did is we took 25 musicians from all around the world, and we put them together in five bands. So we made five bands of five people of our choosing. So we kind of curated who we thought should be with who. And the object for them was write original music during the week, and at the end of the week, you're going to perform that original song on stage at the Nashville Municipal Auditorium, which is huge, in front of a live audience.
Right.
And you're going to be judged and critiqued on the song that you wrote and the performance by our judges, who are incredible. We had Diara, Mark Schulman, a great drummer, and DJ Swivel, who is an amazing producer. So we had these incredible judges that were critiquing their every move. And I was just really blown away by how incredible these musicians were and how they all came together. And by the end of the show, they looked like more than just a band. They looked like a family. They were so tight, and the songs are incredible. I just can't wait for people to see this show, because we all ended up being very proud of it.
You know, Brandon, you may have hit on something that has never been hit on before, and that is the fact that is so common. I've been involved with bands, too, all my life, to have a bunch of people who know each other get together and get along, let alone a bunch of strangers. I mean, I remember when the Monkees were put together, they didn't even know each other. So what you have accomplished just at that aspect of it is sensational. I mean, I don't know how you did it, but, boy, it works.
Well, we forced it on them, I guess. This one, you know, but you got no choice. You want to be on the show, you guys got to figure out a way to get along.
That's pretty funny.
So that may be part of it. But, you know, it is a very, it's an intimate thing, writing music. I know working with a bunch of different writers, kind of when I was with a record label and they were setting me up with writers and stuff, that it's almost like dating. You know, you really have to see eye to eye on a lot of things in life in order to be able to write a song that's honest and vulnerable and deep enough. So, you know, you can meet with 100 writers and maybe there's only a handful that you feel like you would actually want to collaborate with. So the fact that we were able to take these musicians and create bands out of them that got along so well and were able to kind of put their egos aside and, lay into their strength and create these bands and these great songs, I think was a real testament to not the character of the people, the musicians, obviously, but it was, you know, that was one of the things, aspects of the show that we thought was very unique was, you know, this is an experiment is what it was, and we brought the viewer along for the ride.
And I got to tell you, it is going to work. I guarantee you that. Boy, it's a good show. As I said, I saw clips of it. How did you pick, Brandon, the 25 contenders?
Well, they all lived in a house. You say, how do we fit them? Is that what you said?
Yeah, how did you select them?
Oh, how did we select them? You know, a lot of it was submissions, so mm-hmm. that we had tons of submissions, but then we also went out and found some people online. You know, there's so many young musicians that are using social media in order to get their voices heard, right? I mean, it's one of the big bonuses of everything being digitized. It's hard on record sales, right? But it's very good for people wanting to just get their voice out there. And in this case, there were a lot of musicians that we found on social media that were really creating a presence for themselves, and we went out and hand-selected some of them that way. So these via submissions and via our own efforts on social media to be able to find some of the best musicians around the country and around the world.
And you certainly have the experience in this. As I mentioned in the introduction, you created a music band back in 2005 called the Big Doom, and then in 2012 with your then-wife created an indie pop group that was named Brandon and Leah. So you have an enormous amount of experience and have an empathy with what's going on here. Now, the series, you're going to have 8 all-new episodes, but the opening premiere and the finale will be 90-minute episodes.
Yep, that sounds about right.
Okay.
That sounds about right.
Now, what do they win?
They win a record contract.
Beautiful.
So whoever wins the show and that we deem the winner at the end, they're going to get a record contract, and they're going to go into the studio immediately and start making a record, which is very cool. And you can obviously now understand why they were vying so hard and working so hard, is because they had this really great opportunity, not just on the show, but also at the end of the show. You know, if they proved themselves and they came out the winner, you know, this is the beginning of what could be a really incredible career.
And you have a co-host, too, that does a great job.
Yep.
That's Dee Dee Benani.
Yep. Dee Dee Benami, yep, and she was an American Idol contestant and did really well over there. Yeah, she's just great. She's one of my favorite people. She was so funny. The whole crew, everybody that we had involved was fantastic.
Now, the show is going to be premiering, as you mentioned, tomorrow at 9 p.m. Eastern Time on Access TV, but it's also going to be distributed in Canada, correct?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, this is a syndicated thing, so it'll be all over. It's going to spread its wings and hopefully get into everybody's home at some point and everybody's ears. And I'm just really excited for people to hear these great songs.
Yeah.
Because the songs that these guys wrote were just incredible. I couldn't get them out of my head. So I'm excited for everybody else to kind of to be exposed to this incredible music.
Where did you tape it?
In Nashville.
Oh.
We taped the whole thing at the in Nashville. All the contestants lived in a house together, so we rented this big mansion, beautiful place, and all 25 of them lived in this one house together, which was amazing. And then we filmed the show at the National Municipal Auditorium, which is a very big venue right there in Nashville.
Right.
And that's where we shot the whole thing.
Well, Brandon, I got to tell you, I wish you all the luck in the world with the show. I think it's going to be a hit, and I invite you to come back anytime. Let's chat about the progress that the bands are making, because this is going to be a big show for you.
I really appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I'll take you up. We'll do it.
Yeah, let's do it. Our guest has been Brandon Jenner. It's coming up this Saturday, 9 o'clock on Access TV, and it's called Bandit. Brandon, my partner and best friend, the late Ed McMahon, and he loved your mother. He thought she was the nicest lady on earth, so I just want to let you know.
That's great to hear. I spent a lot of time with him. What a sweet guy he was. That means a lot. Thank you for saying so.
Well, that's the truth. And by the way, if you want to know who his mother is, in fact, his famous parents are, his mother is Linda Thompson, who was on Hee Haw, many television shows, got into country music, was Miss Tennessee, but came on the scene publicly when she was the love for almost 6 years of the king of rock and roll, Elvis Presley. And then after Elvis died, she later married Bruce Jenner, who's Brandon's father. And of course, Bruce now is Caitlyn Jenner. And Brandon's stepfather is the great composer, pianist, David Foster. So this fellow's been around show business a long time.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Wraps up hour number one of Bronze Edgy today, but we have another hour to go, and I want to thank my guests this first hour, and they include Joe Montagna, Henry Winkler, the owner of the Skinwalker Ranch, which is on TV, Brandon Fugel, and also Brandon Jenner. Next hour, Doris Kearns Goodwin will be here. She has a 3-day special coming up on the History Channel about FDR. NASCAR great Kyle Petty will be joining us. Hazard Lee, a stealth fighter pilot, will be here about his new book, The Art of Clear Thinking. Adam Katz, Marchie, and Meredith Hayden, and our tribute to Tina Turner. And that's next hour with Ron Sedgy Today.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.